thief in the night. My kingdom come, I will be gone.
You come kind of bone and cry. Open your eyes, look to the sky.
Redemption is gone.
All right, praise God, Watchman Radio Reloaded tonight at 9:12:15. We are live broadcasting. I've got Michael Bodega going to be joining us in a few. He's going to roll through some verses, get Redbeard on the line, but I will tell you that devil's a liar. We've got a lot going on. The Faith Radio Project going strong. I'm all caught up, I think. So if anyone has not got their Faith Radio, you got to get a hold of me, because I'm thinking I'm caught up. I think I got like one to send, and I'm good. So prayer cloths, too. If you need prayer cloths, get a hold of us, because we just had a testimony. A woman gave a prayer cloth, and she put it in a bra, you know. But it, she had a situation where they thought she had cancer on her lungs, or and they had water build up on them, and then a couple days later, boom, went into there, and they said, "Oh, it's gone." So, but they still wanted to do the biopsy. But you know, I told her, "Forget it. You know, it's gone." So, you know, don't let them. You know, amen? You know, sometimes I wonder if they just want money and whatever, and they got the medical insurance. I don't know. But I just said, don't, if it's not there anymore, praise God. Amen? So, testimony with that. Testimony going out a lot, which I'll get into a minute, but Faith Radio Project is very strong right now. Folks are being blessed. Get a hold of me, because there's a witch in my postal service over here. I believe she's a witch or something. I think she might, you know, witches can discern things. And I think she was just throwing faith radios out and prayer cloths. Okay? I mean, a lot of them. So now we discovered when we don't go there and ship, boom, they seem to make it. So what's going on with that? And then the other day I'm driving home and she's walking across the street. So I just sped up. But I'll tell you right now, I don't know what's going on with that, but we are not ever shipping directly from that anymore. Now they all seem to be making it. No more disappearances. Praise God. With that being said, if you have not received it, a couple people have requested the new music and whatnot, so we're just going to send a chip. Real easy to put the new chip in there, okay? Sorry about all the ones that disappeared in the mail. A lot of them, maybe almost 10, have vanished, which is a lot of money it cost us, because the shipping and the product and the chip and everything, boom, gone. But that's how the enemy works. Now, we are ramping up with the Strike the Head of the Serpent. We have a location in Queens now, Glendale, which we're in the final phases of getting this. So if this goes through, Watchman Radio is going to be taped to broadcast, or we'll be broadcasting live from that venue, and we'll be doing Mass Deliverance and Healing every Saturday night with special guests right in New York City here. Well, not in Manhattan, but right on the outskirts in Queens, in a good part of Queens. Nice area, and you can take the subway right there. And I believe, unfortunately, she said it's like one bus also. So I got to figure that out to see how if it's too bad where folks are not going to be able to make it on the metro, I'm not going to get the building. So I have to research that, but she made it sound like it was easy. Because when we do the meetings, obviously people are coming from Bronx, people are coming from Rockaway, people are coming from Staten Island, and people are coming from Jersey, and they're all using the metro. So we have to make sure we have that available, otherwise can't get the building. But it looks like it'll seat 300, and this is going to be powerful. I'm excited about it because, you know, every week now, you know, so praise God. And you know how the Mass Deliverance goes. It's It's warfare. It's not church that you would think. It's, well, maybe it is church, what you would think. Maybe it's what you read in Scripture. You're just going to see the power of God move in a very real way that you might not normally see in a lot of churches today. I'm not saying it's not going on, but we have to get this, get ramped up again and get meetings going. Now, let me get Red Beard on. Jeez. That was a liar, I'll tell you right now. But I'm just telling you, I'm excited about this building. It's in a nice area. It's huge. Huge, like Trump would say. But, Jesus, get Red Beard on. God, have mercy on me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. For everybody that's wrote us and contacted us. Red Beard, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Red Beard's back. He hasn't been on in a while because his phone out there in the country. But, yeah, everybody in the chat box, we're going to try to get going here because I want to get Michael at least 40 minutes on. So we got a few minutes here. I just want to roll through some scripture the Lord has impressed upon me and has impressed this upon me many, 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 many times. But I just got to go over this because this is something going on that has bothered me. Okay? So I have to go over it. And bothered me in a way where what the heck is going on in the background there, Redbeard?
Nothing.
What are you making cookies?
No, I just shut the fan off.
Okay. But what's going on today is that there seems to be a sense of, you know, we're seeing judgments manifest. Now, listen, not to pat myself on the back, and Redbeard, you should really congratulate me. I did say after this first tetrad cycle, this third moon, that the persecution of Christianity here in America would ramp up. Didn't I say that, Redbeard? That was in April.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I don't think you said it, but I'm going to get the tape and make sure. Okay? Now we're seeing it. Okay? Now we're seeing it. So what I said was accurate. It has ramped up. Everybody is saying it. Everybody. You're seeing it with this woman with the gay marriages, which Obama is just using as a way to persecute, and we don't know what else this guy's up to. But the Iran deal is just a curse against Israel, and on and on and on. But
absolutely,
yeah. And you Redbeard, you know that. But this here, jeez, I listen. The churchianity system today. They really are really seeing all these manifestations of judgments, persecutions, and a lot of them, unfortunately, have taken a carefree sense. Like, hey, this is the end times. This is what's going on, baby. You know, that type of approach. And I'm like, wait a minute. We should still be trying everything we possibly can to stand in the gap in the way of exploits to pray, weep, and mourn for abominations that are going in the land where you live. Because you have a responsibility as being a salt of the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Do you receive that? Now, it's bad. This is going on everywhere. Well, this is the end time. You got to expect this. I'm not surprised. And they just, the church as usual. Church as usual, stamp along. No, it's not as usual, okay? Because, listen, if you don't follow biblical principles and they're there for a reason, you got issues, okay? And I'm going to show you something right now because I've gone over this many times for years, the mark of God back in 2005 and on and on and on. But I'm going to go over this again because this is important for you having protection. Okay, and you're going to need God's protection in these times, I assure you. Okay, you want a Psalms 91 your way out when things get even worse, and you didn't take account of what I'm telling you here, you're going to have issue. Now, this is in Ezekiel 9, okay, Ezekiel 9. Most of you know this, but then he called out in my hearing with a loud voice, saying, let those who have charge over the city draw near, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. And suddenly six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a battle axe in his hand. One man among them was clothed in white linen and had writers Inkern on his side. They went in and stood beside the bronze altar. This is the vision of Ezekiel. Okay, Ezekiel 9. Now the glory of the Lord of Israel had gone up from the cherub, where it had been, to the threshold of the temple, and he called to the men clothed with linen, who had the writer's inkren at his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and mark on the foreheads of the men and the women who did sigh and cry over the abominations that are being done. To the others he said to my hearing, go after him through the city and kill. Do not let your eyes spare, nor have any pity. Utterly slay old and young, maidens and children and women, and do not come near anyone whom has the mark. Okay? So they began with the elders in the temple. God says, start in my sanctuary. This just rings, judgment starts in the house, doesn't it? So he said, begin in the sanctuary, judgment starts in the house of God, right? Right there. It says it in verse 6. So they began with the elders of the temple, and he said that said to them, defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go out. And they went out and killed in the city. Now, I'm going to stop there, but this is terrifying. This is a biblical print. Listen, right there you see judgment starts in the house. It's starting the sanctuary, right?
Amen.
Okay, this is biblical principle. Now, you just don't take the carefree approach. Well, it's the end times. You know, no, you have to stand to the last minute, weeping and mourning, and getting before the Lord. Call for the psalm assembly. Okay, that's the remnant. The remnant is not carefree. The remnant get the mark of God. Now, you want the mark of God? Ask yourself, this mark is protection. If you read it there, he said, don't touch the ones with the mark. Now, listen, this is real. This is real. This is God's angels going out and killing all those that were involved in sin. This is got end times written all over it right here. Grasp this. Don't let your pastor or this mega plexanity, churchanity, sway your train of thought here. Well, I'm not surprised. It's end times. Nothing you could do. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, no. You weep and mourn for what's going on. You weep and mourn for the abominations going on in the land. That's what it says. It says those that received the mark were those that did weep and mourn. They had faith, then they acted in faith to stand in the gap and pray to the Lord with a heart of repentance. And they received a blessing of protection. Very simple. Very simple. Their action and their faith and their action blessed them with a protective canopy, let's say. Because the angels passed by them. And this has, listen, this, Jimmy will tell you, this has got the markings of the blood written all over it with the death angel, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Absolutely. It's just, it's like the Passover again. We see the angel sealing them, marking them. So the faithful ones, those that have wept and mourned, those that have set apart their lives and that genuinely have a hate for sin and the abominations that swept over our lands. I mean, we see a gay pride parade in Israel, and we're like, oh, it's just the world we're living in. No, it's not. This is sin being thrown down your throat through the windows to your soul, through the windows of your children's soul. These things are abominations to the Father, and we just wink at them like they're nothing.
No. And I was in a church recently, and this is why I'm saying this, is because they're like, well, I'm not surprised. This is the end times. And then they just go back to the program. And I'm saying, wait a minute, that just doesn't seem right. Is that, that doesn't seem like a right attitude. Because when I look in Ezekiel 9, it seems there were some that, to the last minute, kept reaching out to God. Now, I'm saying this to say this. This mark of God is real. This is real. And I believe this is going on today. I believe this mark of God is going on today. Now, you can get this mark. You can get the beast mark and go along with that system, which is happening now. We're seeing a manifestation of Antichrist like never before. Or you can get the mark of God, very simply, by asking the Lord tonight, said, hey, I have been in false teaching, cake, big, flip-flop, flamanity, and I want out of it. I want to receive a repentive heart. I want to receive a spirit man right now where I can stand in the gap. I don't like what I'm seeing. This grieves my spirit. I want to get before the Lord. I want to ask the Lord to use me as a prayer warrior and do what I can to weep and mourn for what's going on in the world and this nation. This abominable wickedness that's going on, that's altering children and killing the unborn. Babies being cut up and sold. You don't shrug this off. Hey, fan times. No, it's not. This is an abomination to God. You better get ready, get real, and get right, and get your seatbelt on, because we are entering into a phase that you've never seen before. I'm telling you, God will break his silence suddenly for what's going on. You're going to see, okay, a shaking coming. I'm telling you, this is not going to continue the way it is. No way.
Absolutely.
If it does, then I don't know the scripture. And I should just shut down. I've been doing this 13 years. I should just shut down because something's wrong. But if I have interpreted scripture correctly, there's no way. There's no way this is going to continue. Unless there is a turning of the guard. Somebody gets in there and said, hey, we need to stop funding abortions. Stop funding this. And turn this around, and turn this around, and turn this around. If we could just start turning around some of the moral issues, there could be a delay. Has to happen. The cup of iniquity has to start turning around. Otherwise, it's going to overflow, and boom. When that cup is full, judgment comes, and you know it's coming. Now, we're not happy about it, but exploits will continue. I plan to keep doing exploits. When the Son of Man return, will he find faith? Very important. Rick, yeah.
I just, you know, I've been seeing something that is absolutely disturbing to me. When you point out these things to so-called believers, they're almost gleeful that it's happening.
Yeah. Well,
it's absolutely ludicrous for a believer to see sin at such a rampant pace, and they're like, well, it's the end times, the Father's just is going to return, ain't it just a great season we're living in? No, this is the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Yeah, well, Luke 21, I mean, it does. There is some scripture to justify that we should rejoice because our redemption draw nigh, but on the same token, we have, and we are rejoicing.
Absolutely. But we're rejoicing in the Father because his word is true. But we shouldn't be rejoicing that the world is falling greater and greater and greater into sin.
No, because since these souls being taken away by this.
Absolutely.
And it's not good. It's not good. They're being snared. The wickedness is just abounding, and we're entering into a treacherous, perilous time. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people are seared. The conscience has been seared. And we have to break out of this mindset. Yeah, we rejoice because we're going to be with the Lord. But in the same token, we have to analyze Ezekiel 9. We have to think about that prophetic type and foreshadow today. Because it's there for a reason to remind us that there's a blessing upon those that have wept and mourned for the abominations of the land. They received a special protection. Could it be that God has not changed? Could it be? Scripture says he does not change. So let's go with it. Let's roll with it. Let's believe it. Let's not take this carefree, wow, fan time. Yeah. No, no. Stay focused, people, and receive the blessing of the Lord here on those that take to account and get on their knees, weep and mourn in a solemn assembly. Now, I got to get Michael Bodea. What I'm going to do, 23 after. Redbeard, I'm going to call you on the Skype line and call him on the landline.
All right. Sounds like
all right, so I'm going to hang up on you, and I'll call you right back.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, devil's a liar, folks. Maybe I can't call him. You know, this Skype, here we go again. Skype is really, I don't know what they did to it, man. It used to be the easiest thing to operate. Jeez. Yeah, we can't call him. It's broken. All right, so let me get Michael on the line. This is serious. Unbelievable. I just tested Skype, too, before we got on. Like a minute ago. All right. Maybe if I restart it or something.
Hello?
Hey, Michael. Rich, how are you, sir?
I am well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just praising the Lord. I'm trying to get Redbeard back online because Skype is just... Good thing I didn't get you on Skype because it's freaking out on me. You know, ever since they updated Skype, it's just like... Updates are not good. There's like this mindset in America, especially if we keep updating stuff and we keep coming out with new stuff and we keep coming out with phones, new phones every 6 months, that it's going to be better. It's not. Just stop it all and leave us alone.
If I could, I could use... I'd use a pen and pen still, but... You know, it happens. What can I do? I haven't updated anything in years. My computer's so old, my wife laughs at me, so.
Yeah, well, listen, you haven't been on in a while. You've been missing an MIA for
a while.
I've
been in Romania. I've been enjoying seeing my kid grow up.
Yeah, well, you're back now. You're back in the crosshairs, my friend.
Thank you.
Let me remind you that, though. Yeah, looks like Redbeard is going to patch in. Now, here's the deal. Since you've been gone, I think that's a song. Since you've been gone, something like that. Now, Redbeard, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I got you back. Now, you've been on. Listen, you've been on Watcher Radio a long time. I was just thinking about you this morning. I'm saying, you know what? I named him Michael Bodega for a reason. You know, back then, Guna was going to the Puerto Rican bodegas back then. Now, you've been on for like 13 years.
Pretty much. It's been a while. Yeah,
long time. Long time you've been on Watcher Radio. Now, over the years, things have progressively, I think you can agree, have gotten worse in this nation.
I don't think anyone can deny that. I think it's so visible, it's undeniable at this point. Yeah, they have gotten progressively worse, and things are escalating quicker than ever before.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, your grandfather, Dmitry Dudeman, mighty prophetic voice of God, declared... What the many things that were rolling out, and we're seeing that, Mike. We're seeing, Michael, all these buzz buys with Russia and China, ships off the coast of Florida, ships off the coast of Alaska, like never before. I mean,
oh yeah,
we're seeing a stir up now, aren't we?
Well, because these people they sense weakness. A predator always knows when his prey is hurting, and how can you take a nation seriously when they're actually contemplating having a transgender, transsexual unit in the army or some nonsense like that?
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone off the deep end. We are a nation. We're not adrift, man. We're sinking. We've hit the iceberg, and now it's just the bubbles.
Yeah.
We're singing faster and faster, and we've gone from a nation that could do no wrong to the nation that could do nothing right. Because we have to realize that any ingenuity that we've attributed to ourselves is proven a fallacy at this point. And still, we will not give credit to God for our success. We will not give credit to God for our position in the world. We will not give credit to God for our freedom. We will, however, blame God whenever something goes awry or when things don't work out the way we thought they would.
Yeah.
You know, we have to realize it's not because we were so smart that we succeeded. It's because God blessed us. And now God stopped because he's had enough.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I mean, you've had many dreams. You've had angelic visitation and words from the throne about some things that are going to be rolled out here in this country, specifically, globally. I mean, but this, what I always think about is that one dream you had with the horses riding out, and I think you had one about the earthquake in the Northwest. Am I accurate with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just get a sense of some form of earthquake coming. I don't know why. I have this year specifically. Now, can God actually just allow this to continue? I mean, Michael, they're actually, you know, selling baby parts. It's much worse than we thought. We thought they were just killing them.
Oh, I know.
They're profiteering off them.
But you know what's worse? Hold on a bit. You know what's worse than this? Look, the wicked have been found out on more than one front. Their perversity, their wickedness, their murderous bloodlust have all been exposed and brought into the light. And the church is simply yawning and turning over. There's no outcry, and that's what scares me the most.
Yeah.
Is that the children of God should have said something or done something. Even when we saw a preview of the persecution that's on the horizon, even when the game pieces are so obvious, even a blind man can see them, the church is still stubbornly refusing to open its eyes. We're refusing to acknowledge reality. Look, this is the reality that we're living in. The list of why God should withhold judgment on this nation is shrinking every single day.
Yeah.
While the list of why God should judge this nation is growing exponentially, seemingly, every day now. You know, I don't think there's a lot of honest, sincere, reasonable, rational Christians that say, well, you know, America doesn't deserve judgment anymore. You know, I think there will come a point, and it's closer than we think, when believers are actually going to start praying for judgment. Because
yeah.
This is getting so out of hand, it's insane.
Yeah, you almost think that being invaded by Russia could be liberating. I mean, it's how bad it's getting. It's this homosexual agenda is a militant driving force that does not stop. And it's a sodomite spirit. Now, these homosexuals are threatening Kim Davis to capture her and rape her to death, which just reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah, doesn't it?
Oh, most assuredly. But, you know, it took an unknown person, somebody in the middle of nowhere, to actually say, I can't do this. You know, it wasn't Creflo Dollar, the man who just needs a jet to convert the world to Jesus.
He needs it. He needs it, though.
Well, yeah, but if
he wants
only
to
he
fly
had
around.
Jet,
he wants to fly around.
There you go, and preach Christ, of course. It's always about Jesus, isn't it? You know, it wasn't Joel, not God's best Olstein, that said, what's going on here, you know? But, again, the thing that we need to realize is that, again, the homosexual agenda has been found out as well. Look, we're seeing that there's actual persecution going on. A woman went to jail.
That's right.
Because she didn't want to perform a homosexual marriage. She didn't want to sign a piece of paper.
Yes.
You know, so freedom of religion is dying, if not dead, in America. We need to realize this, because this is just a shot across the bow.
Yeah.
I think very soon anybody that's still preaching the truth, anybody that's still preaching Christ unabashedly and unashamedly, anyone that's still going, this is what the Bible says and I'm going to stand on, is going to endure and suffer persecution in this country. And I said it 6, 7, 8 years ago. I was talking about persecution coming, and people were staring at me as though I were a unicorn.
Yeah.
So we don't understand what you're trying to say. Well, here it is. This is what I'm trying to say. And the reality is this. All right, I'm just going to be mean. because sometimes we just have to be mean, because sometimes truth is mean. Those that you considered your spiritual betters have betrayed you.
Yeah.
They've sold themselves cheaply. They've whored themselves out. They've prostituted themselves to the highest paying John and are towing the line of the wicked and the perverse because one mention from Oprah and your drivel of a book about how there's no hell and everything is rainbows and butterflies goes to number one on Amazon.
Hmm.
Okay? You've sold yourselves. They don't care about you. They don't care about your spiritual well-being. They don't care whether or not you end up in hell. As long as they can claim you as a follower and thereby project a greater sphere of influence, they don't care if you live or die as long as the checks still roll in.
Mm.
All right, these are your spiritual betters, the men you've elevated to demigods. This is what they've done to you.
Mm.
And as far as the church is concerned, it's still clinging to this pipe dream of a pre-tribulation rapture and growing all the more frantic with each passing minute, with every harbinger of doom that reveals itself, and with each confirmation that things are escalating quickly. We're still here, and save for the Western world, there are Christians getting crucified and beheaded for the sake of Christ. They're going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Well, you know what? Sack up. That's what you're going to do. Grow a spine. Learn to live in holiness and righteousness and grace, and learn to walk in godliness, because that's the only hope that you have. You know, we've sunken so low as to grasp at straws, both in the spiritual and the physical. In the spiritual, we're trying to make Christ's parable about those working in the vineyard say what it clearly does not say, just so we can cling to the hope of not having to stand or endure as others have, while in the physical, we've placed our remaining hope, the few shreds of hope that we have left, on Donald Trump, of all people. Now, do I need to go on? Seriously.
Yeah.
Do I need to say any more? Or can we just see how adrift we are?
Yeah.
Well, kind of the whole theme of tonight's show, you know, the corruptness going on in the church and the literal apathy that we see from behind the pulpit, you know, when sin is ruling and reigning everywhere, and this homosexual agenda. I actually got into a debate the other day with some people, and they were saying, well, she has to obey the law. I mean, it's so...
No. When the law is that corrupted against God, we don't obey it. Because
there's coming a time when the
mark of the beast is going to be the law too, right? I mean,
exactly.
That's not even it, though. I sat there and explained to them that the legislative branch cannot make law. It's against our Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
This woman was upholding the law of her state over an illegitimate law passed by a branch that has no ability to pass law.
Finally,
when I made this point, they're like, "Oh, now that you said it that way, I agree with you. Why did I have to say it that way? This woman was standing up for God, and you're supposed to be a believer."
Yeah, that's serious.
We find justification not to stand, because if we say this woman was right in what she did, then we have to look in the mirror every morning and go, "Why am I not doing the same thing?"
That's right, yeah.
Why am I not standing up for righteousness? Why am I betraying Christ? Why am I, Peter before the rooster crowed? You know, these are the things that men have to ask themselves, and so it's a lot easier to rationalize it and say, well, it's the law of the land. Well, the law of the land keeps changing every single day, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
Law of the land is that you can murder babies, too. I mean, they're getting murdered.
That's right.
Right? They're getting murdered. It shouldn't be more of an atrocity that the body parts are getting sold than the fact that babies are getting murdered. You know, it's just something that's been brought to light again that makes us go, wow, is this how far humanity has sunk? Yes, it is, because we're no different than the generation that came before us. We're no different than the Nazis or the communists or all those people that killed millions. Come on, we've not evolved to anything. If anything, we've devolved. We've become more animalistic. It's all about lust and getting our way right now. It's all about the foolishness and vanity of the material,
Man.
And it has nothing to do with the spiritual. We have to acknowledge the fact that our parents were closer to God than we are, that the previous generation was more moral than we will ever hope to be, and it's getting worse every single day. I look at my daughter, and I am just frightened at the world she's going to grow up in 15 years from now.
God. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean, it's... well, let me say this. I mean, like you just said, they're being murdered. I mean, that's the worst part of it. But the way that they are so callous when they were snared, you know, selling the babies is even the most traumatic thing. I mean, they're completely seared.
Because to them it's meat. To them it's a profit margin. To them it's a bottom line. To them it's not human. It's not soul. It's not. You have to realize these people have gone beyond humanity. You cannot confuse these individuals that do these things with human beings. I don't care who you are. I wrote an article 2 years ago, and I got flack from every side for it, called "The Monsters Among Us." Mm. You know, and talking about abortion and people who willingly, knowingly go and end a beating heart. You know, you can't judge people that way. I'm not judging. I'm telling you the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if people made a ruckus about a dentist shooting a lion and they're sitting on their hands going la-dee-da about babies getting murdered, then there's something wrong with your moral compass. Okay, there's something wrong in that brain. There's schizophrenia going on. You should be more incensed about murdered babies getting sold and their body parts being harvested than about a stupid lion killed in Africa. I'm sorry, it's the way it is. Yeah. And if you're not, then you should be.
Yes. Yeah. This is the militant sodomite agenda pushing along like never before. And the murder of babies and the selling of them, okay, even worse than ever before. And in the same token, Michael, we're seeing an expose of wickedness like never before with, I mean, I could just go through a few, like what's going on with Hillary, what's going on with the Madison the adultery website. I mean, that was a big exposure going on, and it's almost like God is uncovering all these things in this hour, isn't
but
it?
He has to. Yeah. He has to. God has to clean house, you know. And I know the people started writing articles trying to understand. I'm sorry, if you're an elder, a preacher, a pastor, anyone with authority in the church, and you were found on that site, you deserve to be exposed.
Yeah.
It's the way it is. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. And now some guy apparently committed suicide over it, and so everybody, well, we shouldn't expose sin that way. We have to expose sin that way. Otherwise, there is no church. Either we stop pretending that we're Christians or become true Christians. You know, there's no other way around it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And a true Christian doesn't seek out adulterous relationships on the side. It just doesn't happen. So if you got exposed for doing it, then own it. Own up to it. You know, suffer the consequences thereof. I can't help you.
Yeah, as a pastor too. Yeah, yeah, as a pastor no less. But Michael, on a side note, Gino had mentioned that you have received some things from the Lord. Maybe some up and coming events or anything of that nature. Is that true?
If anything is made public, I'll put it on the blog. I've had a couple dreams. I'm not going to release them yet because I wasn't told to.
Yes.
But we can all see it. I think that, again, God reveals things early enough where it's improbable, if not impossible, to the human mind to see it coming to pass.
Okay.
And yet these things are coming to pass. These things weren't. These aren't fresh. You know. I have an aversion to the modern day prophetic movement, because you know I can gauge what's going to happen tomorrow based on the news I'm seeing today. It doesn't mean thus says the Lord. It means I made a rational leap of logic, basically.
Yeah.
When God speaks, it's far enough in advance where you go, wow, you know, that was pretty much, you know, 400 years prophesying the birth of Christ. That was sort of nail on the head territory. So I can tell you a lot of things that's going to happen, but a lot of it I'm seeing in the physical. It's not in the supernatural.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing in the supernatural, I have to, you know, God has to release me to release, I guess, is the best way I can put it. I haven't been urged to put anything out publicly, so I'm not going to. But needless to say, we're looking at some very dark times in the world, not just America. Everything is escalating, and it's escalating quickly because the enemy knows that his time is short.
That's right. Yeah.
See, this is how you know how close we are to the end, is that the enemy has ramped up, you know, on every battlefield, in every area. the enemy has ramped up his activity. So you know that it's getting close.
Yes.
It's we're almost there. And knowing that the end of all these things is near, what sort of men ought we to be? This is the question that pre-existing, that has to be there preeminent in our minds and our thoughts. What sort of man, what sort of woman, what sort of believer ought I to be? Knowing that the end of all things is near, should I still be going around asking people for $65 million for a private jet, or should I be on my face before God in sackcloth and ash, asking for forgiveness?
Yes, yeah, that's an interesting note right there, because there is a kind of let's touch on that for a minute, because and Redbeard, you know, this thing where there seems to be a callousness. Like, I think you actually did touch on it earlier, Michael, is that a lot of churches I've been going to recently actually have been taking a mindset of, hey, this is the end times, just pray, amen. And it's almost like they just shrug it along. But I'm kind of thinking that this stuff you're seeing going on in the Middle East could be coming home soon here. It could be getting worse here. And
Why should your commitment or mine be any less real than the commitment of those in the Middle East that are dying for Christ? Will God accept a lesser commitment of you and I, because we live in America, than he did of those who were crucified and beheaded for the cause of Christ? These are difficult questions that we have to ask ourselves. I mean, we can fluff and puff this thing to no end. Do I believe that persecution is coming? I've said it for the last 10 years almost. Yes, it's coming to America. It's coming. You will be imprisoned. You will be tortured. You will be murdered for the cause of Christ. Martyred for the cause of Christ. In America, yes, that day is coming. Are you ready for that? And don't give me the, well, we're not going to be here for it, so it doesn't matter, because the Bible doesn't say anything about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to get biblical, let's get biblical. If you want to talk about unicorns and rainbows and leprechauns, then we can do that, but don't call it scripture.
Yes. So it's definitely getting worse. I mean, so this carefree attitude that they're having, that we're seeing manifest, is very dangerous. I mean,
but it's rooted in the false belief that they're not going to be here when it really gets tough. You know, they're seeing the clouds on the horizon, they're seeing the storm approaching, but they're going, well, I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be here. I don't have to board up my spiritual house. I don't have to get strong. I don't have to make sure that I'm on the right foundation, because I'm not going to be here.
And it becomes
this mantra that they tell themselves, because to face the reality that I may have to lay down my life for the cause of Christ, for many people, is beyond their capacity to do at this point, because all they've had was a superficial faith. All they've had was a faux Christianity that only meant you belonged to a certain church and you got to take the kids to pizza night and you got together for the softball games. You know, there was no spiritual undergirding there. There was no foundation. There was no rooting into the Word of God, and there was no practical application of the Christian life. It was just fluff. It was just why you should be happy and why every day is a Friday and how you can live your best life now.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. There are consequences to action. There are consequences to the things we believe. And there are consequences to our unwillingness to prepare as the Word of God told us we ought to prepare.
Yes.
You know, God will not be mocked. The Word of God will not be mocked. God told us, in the end times, these things shall come. In the end times, this is what will happen to believers. Brother will betray brother. They will deliver you up to tribulation. They will murder you. They will kill you. Well, that doesn't mean us. Mm-hmm. Then who does it mean?
Yeah.
If you're a Christian reading the Bible and it says you, then own it. It says you. It doesn't say the guy next door. It doesn't say the guy in the Middle East. It says you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to own the gospel. We have to assume that it's speaking about us, even in the difficult passages. Even in those passages where it says that we're dead in Christ, we're buried in God, all those things that we're like, I don't like that. You know, I want to talk about prosperity. I like that word.
Yes.
Let's talk about how God wants to bless me and about the 54-time blessing and the 73-time blessing and all those other blessings. Those sound good. Nowhere in the Bible do you find this nonsense. But it's everywhere on Christian television, God bless. And you know what? We laud these men and we elevate these men and we call them enlightened because they're not, you know, stick-in-the-mud doom and gloomers. They don't keep talking and harping on that holiness stuff. You know, they've expanded their brand and now even the world likes them and embraces them.
My God.
Because in the last days they will heap teachers to themselves, having itching ears that they would believe a lie and be damned.
Wow.
And that's the problem we see going on with the church right now. They are so concerned with their kid's soccer game that they need a pastor to tell them, oh, it's our right to miss service. You know, your family's more important than your relationship with God. So you can go ahead and miss, you know, the next 2 months' services and let your spiritual man die during that time so your son will feel fulfilled and happy while he's playing soccer because his parents are there.
Soccer?
I mean, it's just simple things like that. When we used to stand behind a pulpit and preach against sin, preach about faithfulness, preach about standing up, having integrity, now we just tell everybody it's all right. Just live your life. Be happy. Your mental stability and your children's mental stability is more important than your relationship with the Father.
My God, your soccer mom because, analogy. Go ahead.
Because we've prioritized the Christian life in such a way where it's not important to us anymore. Look, it's in the Old Testament and the New Testament. God was what defined the servants of God. They weren't something else and then a servant of God. They were first and foremost a servant of God, and then they were something else. You know, whether they were a fisherman or they were a carpenter, first and foremost, they were a servant of God. We don't identify that way in our generation. We're, you know, well, I'm a casual Christian. You know, I'll go to church when I have the time. Well, then you're lukewarm, and God's going to spew you out of his mouth. That's what you're saying to me when you say casual Christian. You know, it has to be, love for God has to burn so brightly in your heart that he is your all in all, like the Word of God says. If he's not, then there's a problem.
My God, so the cake bake anarchy is the real issue. This better life now mindset. Now, getting back to what we were just talking about before he soccer mommed us, this whole thing about this Western culture that thinks that they're safeguarded, I mean, what's up with that delusion? Why does it just seem to be here in this Western culture, Christianity? Have you noticed that, Michael?
Because God has protected us for so long, and God has shown us favor as a nation for so long that we think we're doing it on our own.
Yeah.
And we think nothing bad can ever happen to us and nothing can harm us. And then something, you know, horrendous like 9/11 happens, and we hold our breath for an instant, but then we go back to our foolishness.
Yeah.
Because man is a forgetful creature, and he forgets the trials and tribulations of the past, and he doesn't realize that they can come back at any moment.
My God.
You know, we are no safer today than we were in, you know, 15 years ago or 14 years ago. We're less safe by a mile. More enemies have infiltrated this nation in the last 14 years than we had before the, you know, September 11th, 2001. And yet we're still, hey, you know, hallelujah, we're great, we're safe. Until, you know, the shoe drops and until the music stops and we realize that God's not protecting us anymore and our enemies have been sharpening their knives all this time.
Wow. Yeah. That's right. I mean, we have the fences are down. I mean, let's face it. So, I mean, it's America's ripe for judgment. We can agree on that, Redbeard, everybody. I mean, this land is ripe for judgment, the ripe for the judgment of God to come at any moment. So I would say this to somebody out there tonight. Be ready, be real, and be right, and be away from cake bake, flim flam, flippy flappers, because that doctrine has a seducing spirit on it and can manipulate you into this can-free mindset or the float thing where everybody's floating out of here. The pre-trib thing, which Michael touched on. This is, listen, folks, we are definitely, as you see the pushing for this militant homosexual agenda, and like Michael touched on earlier, this transgender children, where they, you know, now that you can't call girl or boy anymore. I mean, this is getting pretty weird. I mean, even people in the world I run into, wow, this thing is getting weird. That's what they say. they're even saying it. Everything's weird. You know, that's a, these are people just, you go to the store, they're saying it. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious. But you go to a cake-baked church, oh, everything's, praise God, you know, jumping around. I'm like, what is going on? You gotta get out of that. There's something wrong with it. Because this is a season of the Solemn Assembly. Amen?
Amen.
So, geez. You did steal my Fluff and Puff there, I noticed, Michael.
I apologize. No, however, I need to make one point, because I know we're running low on time. When God does begin to judge, and he will, and it will be a horrid, horrid judgment, the believers, the true believers, need to be unafraid and call it what it is. Call it the judgment of God on sin.
Wow.
You know, we allowed the world to browbeat us and tell us it's not the judgment of God.
Yeah.
You know, you have the brave souls that get on television the day after and go, this was judgment, and then the day after they apologize for saying it was judgment.
Mm.
Look, the world needs to know that it was the judgment of God. The church needs to know that it was the judgment of God. And it's going to begin in God's house. The church is ripe for a cleaning right now, and you're going to see a lot of big names fall very soon, and they're going to fall hard.
Could it be that this exposure of all these pastors actually be a portion of what you just said?
Just the beginning.
Just the beginning. My God.
I agree.
Redbeard, you agree?
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
You did get us with that soccer mom thing, though. That was, I'm going to have to re-listen to that one. Well, you have a soccer mom? I mean, that was classic Redbeard right there. But that was unbelievable. Listen, this whole thing with the Fluff and Puff, you can keep using that. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to trademark that. So if I, you know, if you're using that in a church, Michael, it's okay.
I used what was it? Rainbows and butterflies, not Fluff and Puff.
Well,
but
Fluff,
that's okay.
I like Fluff and Puff. You know, or Flim Flam Flappers.
Yeah,
take that too.
I know we're having fun, but in the end, these people are sowing death into the lives of innocent people.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's the scary thing. I mean, there's a lot of ways to call it. But in the end, these people are sowing death.
Shit.
They're telling people they don't need to prepare spiritually. They're telling people lukewarm is good enough.
Yeah.
They're telling people that you know, eventually Jesus is going to cry uncle and let everybody into heaven. And all this stuff that's not scriptural, that's not going to happen. And innocent people that are perhaps looking for fire insurance, perhaps they're just naive, perhaps they're just, well, you know, I pay my tithe, so I'm expecting this man to teach me the truth sort of mentality. You know, whatever it is, they're sowing death into the lives
of
these
death.
People.
It's death. It's not just cake bake. It's death. It's a death cake. So, you know, yeah. Listen, the message tonight is supposed to be encouraging. So we just encourage you with this. But encouraging in the way that if you're listening and you're agreeing and you can see it, that you're right. This is really ramping up, folks. And if you have been involved in a cake-baked church, we understand that too. And like Michael said, it's death. We want you to be ready, real, and right in this hour. Like we touched on Ezekiel 9 earlier about the mark of God to those that weeped and mourned for the sins of the nation. They received protection. I believe that. I believe we're in that season. Now, handofhelp.com is Michael's website. Support that ministry. Orphanages, many years going strong. And in the same token, Michael, a lot of people ask where they could find any of your writings. I think Gino mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but can you just give us that the link? Is it right on the main page?
It is. A lot of my writings are on handofhelp.com. I also have a blog that I pretty much vent on the blog for the last few months. I also do studies, though, when I get around to it. But it's Mike Boldea at blogspot.com, but handofhelp.com has a link on it. The truth is simple. I can complicate things. I can try to make myself seem smarter than I am, but the truth needs to be simple in order for everyone to understand it.
Yes.
And if the truth is simple, it will always lead back to Christ. And that's what our ministry is go back to the cross, go back to Jesus. and understand that this is a positive message. It's he who endures to the end shall be saved.
That's right.
Commit to enduring to the end, and you shall inherit eternal life.
Amen.
What more positivity do you need?
That's a great message right there. Amen. Endure. Amen. That's encouraging. So we want to thank you, Michael, for joining us tonight. We just handofhelp.com. Is any phone number you want to give out to?
Sure. 920-206-9910, the number you just called.
Okay. Yeah, that's the number I just called. Michael, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being back in America. I hope that you're safe here. But
look, I'm where God wants me to be. I'm safe.
Amen.
There's no doubt in my mind. I know that God wants me to be here. Therefore, I am safe.
Amen. That's right. All right, sir. Good night. Thank you,
Good
sir.
Good night. God bless.
Michael Baldea.
Bye-bye.
All right, praise God. Michael Baldea back in America, and he is safe, and you're all safe if you are where God wants you to be. So make sure you are. Redbeard, I'll get you off the air, and we're going to say we're signing off. And Lord loves you. We love you. NextCrusade.com is our website. You can get us toll-free, 877-734-6327. And if you want the Faith Radio, get a hold of me, 877-734-6327. But give me your address very clearly. Just don't go like that. Give it clearly and spell things. If you're writing on snail mail, P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, New York, 11704. Write us there for the Faith Radio. Good night. We'll be back next week by the grace of God. Amen. Good night.